This episode is sponsored by this great company, Blue Chew. Say it with us, please.
Blue Chew.
Was that fun,
yeah.
Jackie?
Here is a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Howie at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code Howie, to receive your first month for free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew. Welcome to Howie Mandel Does Stuff with my daughter. Say your name, Jack.
Jacqueline Schultz.
All right. You know we're on.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the podcast. You're not answering a question.
No, I heard the intro.
Yeah, the intro is amazing.
Intro. Can I just start off by saying something, though? I want to start off by apologizing to you, Dad.
Really?
Before we get into this podcast. Yeah, I did
you owe
another
me an apology?
Podcast.
You're talking about for
I
your
do.
Teenage years?
That too, probably. But no, that's not exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking
about— For not
about,
recognizing that your father is the most spectacular person on earth and you're not in your— Is that what you're going to apologize for?
No, I have another—
Are you going to apologize?
There's a lot of apologies and—
Okay, go what? Ahead. You tell me the tell me what you're apologizing for. Am I going to be embarrassed?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. Maybe. Wait, let me just tell you, and then you can decide.
Okay.
So I did a podcast recently. I'm a huge fan of the Bachelor franchise, and I did Nick Viall's Viall Files podcast.
I was on that, too. We were... I did that,
I know. I know. But they were talking about an episode, and in the episode, they went to a Dutch spa, and in the Dutch spa, they beat each other with these, like, leaves and branches, which, like, sparked a memory of you telling me you used to go to a sauna or a spa when you were a little kid with your dad, and you would go
you
into the sauna.
About this?
And yeah, but here's the thing. I want to apologize because I didn't really have all the information. I don't really know the story. And
no,
so
but
I
even the story is not something that needs to be shared. You don't have to share everything. You don't share everything. Why did you share it? And what does that have to do with The Bachelor?
Nothing. They looked at me like I was crazy. They kind of felt bad for you. There was no laughing.
Jackie. Yeah. Jackie. Seriously. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm sorry.
I don't want to tell even my audience now what you're talking about.
Well, it's already going to be on another podcast, so I wanted to make sure I brought it up so you had a chance to, like, hear it up.
No! 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 This is... I don't think it's... Okay, I'll just say it. I'm going to say what it is. I don't know why you know this story. How did I bring it up the first time? Why did we bring it up the first time?
I think you brought it up at some point, and you were expecting that it was, like, a tradition that other people knew about, and everyone was like, what are you talking about? That's
I grew
weird.
Up in Toronto, and my father, when I was a little boy, used to take me to the sauna, and then, and it was a traditional European sauna, and his friends would soap me down and hit me with leaves.
That and I said I think it's a Jewish thing, and then
no,
there's all these comments under.
As I tell people, I thought everybody did that and everybody's dad did that. I had no idea that it's so weird, but they did it on The Bachelor. So I, you know, it's just like five men naked in a sauna, and they would have this all these twigs with leaves and a bucket, and they would drop the leaves into the bucket of soap, and there'd be soap, and they would whip me and smash me with the leaves in the soap. Do you see Dustin? Look up.
Look at Dustin's face.
I know Dustin's face is, people are just horrified. Why did you bring this up? And what a way to start a podcast. What would you look up?
I wanted
look
to get
up
it
Turkish
over with.
Sauna. Turkish sauna leaves. Maybe I don't think it's wrong, though it sounds wrong. I think it's okay. They called it a plaza. A plaza. Have you heard that term, plaza? Look up that word.
Plaza, okay.
P-L-A, I don't know how to spell plaza. I didn't ask how to spell
like pizza?
It. No, you just lie there naked and your dad's friends soap you down. That's what you do.
You lie naked?
Why is that a problem? Well, I'm supposed to be fully dressed in a sauna? What?
Is everyone naked?
Were they all naked?
Everybody was naked. There it is. But you're showing me a picture where nobody's naked.
Yeah.
Everybody was naked. I was, and those are grown people. I was a little boy, and they had those leaves.
Doesn't make it better, Alex.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with me.
Blue Chew. I think this is our favorite sponsor because I love doing that part.
You know what? It's one of my favorite sponsors because I like what they do. I like what they stand for. I like what their products are. And I like how they deal with it. But I got to say that I'm uncomfortable talking about it in front of you. But you know what? They're bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting
erections.
Okay. For people that don't understand, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. You read this line. I don't want to say this in front of you.
Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, which, if you don't know, is erectile dysfunction.
Right. So Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. And you know what? The key for that is the discreet packages that it comes in.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Because I used to deal with another company, and I'd have a big bag left on the doorstep. Remember that big bag we had every Thursday that said—
The dildo bag?
No, that's mom stuff.
Yeah.
Mine was the hard-on stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal just for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Howie at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Howie, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you.
This morning, my daughter, when she woke up, she asked me for chocolate chips for breakfast. And I was like, no, you cannot have chocolate chips. She's like, okay, I'll have cereal. And I was thinking like, oh, cereal is just as bad and unhealthy. But then I remembered we had Magic Spoon, which is not unhealthy, and it's a really healthy cereal alternative. So I got her some Magic Spoon and felt good about it.
And just to let you know, Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. And it tastes like all those sweet cereals that we grew up and loved. It's only 140 calories a serving.
Plus, they have 4 yummy flavors. They have cocoa, they have fruity, they have frosted, and peanut butter. My favorite is mixing the cocoa and the peanut butter, so it kind of tastes like Reese's. But my daughter, Abby, loves the frosted and the fruity mix together. It is delicious.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
So you can go to magicspoon.com/Howie to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Howie at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is also so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, which I guarantee will not be the case, they will refund you your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Howie and use the code Howie to save $5. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. And you talked about this on a podcast? You should never talk about things like this on a podcast.
I'm sorry. Then don't book me on any more podcasts. It just came to mind.
I didn't book you, and I didn't say, tell them the story about me in the sauna with my father and all his friends naked being soaped down. That's not a bad story. It wasn't what you think. It wasn't sexual. It was a father, son, friend, soap bonding session. What does it say?
That sounds normal.
What was that picture that you just put up, Dustin? What was that?
Let me find it again.
Well, first of all, why is the guy lying there dressed in a room that's not even a sauna with leaves on him? That looked like a guy just practicing autumn on himself.
It's Russian and Turkish baths health club. That's what it says.
Okay. And what do they do there? Health club. Well, let me tell you. Opened since 1892, the bathhouse serves as a meeting place for the city's Russian and Jewish enclaves and a hot spot for celebrities, millennials, and businessmen. For over 30 years, the baths have been owned by two Russian immigration people who managed. Is this in America? Well, it's on 10th Street in Manhattan.
Oh, I think I saw that on Real Housewives of New York.
What?
I did. They went to this spa on Real Housewives of New York. And I saw that there, too. It's the same thing. It's getting popular now, Dad. You are
see,
before
I saw,
your
I'm
time.
A trendsetter. I was lying naked with a bunch of adult men soaping me down. Did I know that I was setting a trend? No. How proud of me are you now, Jacqueline, that you get to see this?
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize, though, because I brought it up with no context and didn't know how to explain it, and it was very awkward. It was a really awkward moment. So.
And you don't think this moment right now is equally as awkward? Like, you're not in the car where people are listening to this. You're not at home where people are listening to this. Do you not think there are people who are listening to this right now going, what the fuck is that? He was naked. A little boy was naked with all these men and soaping him down. But it wasn't sexual. Can you find, Dustin, put up a different picture. There's got to be a soap down with leaves. Naked soap down with leaves. Naked.
You want to add naked?
Well, just because I want to feel like I'm not the only person that ever did that. He keeps showing me pictures. The person that's got the leaves in the picture that he showed me has more clothes than I ever wore, and I grew up in the winter. I grew up in
Dustin,
Canada.
Dustin, you're going to have to explain your search history to your wife.
Yeah, naked with leaves.
I did find one naked leaf photo.
Let me see.
Yeah,
put
that looks legit, Dustin.
That's it. That's exactly what was happening. Wait a minute. That's me. No, it's not me, but that's exactly what I was doing. And what does it say? What underscores it? The steam room. The plaza. That's what I just said. The plaza.
Plaza.
This is what it's all about. Doesn't look like much, does it? Don't be deceived. There is potential mix of heat and oak leaves brewing in this 20 by 25 foot room at a temperature near 180 degrees Fahrenheit. That was me. Do you know what oak leaves smell like? It's unmistakable forest scent mixed with a little bit of young boy's ass. That's not in there. I added that. Sorry, is that inappropriate because I'm doing this with my daughter? I'm not doing this with my daughter. I mean, she's on the podcast and I'm reading it. Let's go over this procedure. Oh, that's the wrong wording. It says,
let's go blow
by blow from the beginning. You might want to take notes, it says. Okay, the steam room is the most important aspect of the bathhouse. It's what separates the Russian banya. I don't even know what that means. Banya is like Spanish for bathroom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. From its imitators. Plain and simple. Oakland is a classic Russian bathhouse. So I guess that the plaza is a classic Russian thing. The term Russian denotes the type of heat. Russian denotes the type of heat? It's not a place or a culture? Russian? It's the type of heat provided in the steam room. Just like the term Finnish is often associated with saunas. I'm finished. Can I get out? I'm hot. The term steam room is actually, again, referring to this picture above, this is what the steam room in Oakland look like in the early 70s. That's when I finished doing it. You're looking at a plaza bench or the top row where one would lie down to receive a plaza. A steam room rub down with an oak leaf broom. Just below the top shelf is the water line with a tap filling the blue bucket. That's exactly what we did with cold water. The white tub to the right is the plaza bucket where the oak leaf broom waiting to be used resides in a bath of hot, soapy foam water. Plaza is a Yiddish word meaning back or shoulder. That looks like the most...
I told you it's Jewish.
What?
Yeah, it is.
It is Jewish.
I told you it's Jewish. Yeah.
So... Don't make fun of me, people. I'm very traditional. I've always been very traditional. That's why I'm willing to lie naked in a room of other older naked men putting soap on my body. Why? Because I'm traditional. Wow, look at these pictures. They hang them from the ceiling. The magical oak leaf plates a broom. Or besom, whose construction will be described in detail. You know what? From a guy who couldn't find... I love that picture. Go down. That's the picture you should put up. Go to the YouTube channel, and you will see me as a young boy being rubbed on the ass by apparently Gilligan. Look at that guy. He looks like a pilot who has, instead of armpit hairs, he's got lettuce leaves growing under his... I'm describing pictures that you can't see on a podcast.
Do they reuse these plates or whatever, like on all the men, the same one over and over again?
Yeah.
Is this where your OCD originated from?
No.
No.
I don't think so. But you know what? This is my favorite podcast so far. No, because it confirmed. I've always had a little bit of thought in my head, like, as I shared these stories, and apparently my offspring is sharing stories in other places, like, do I remember this right? And you know what? You just confirmed that it's not creepy. It's traditional.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dustin. Thank you. Wow, I'm getting emotional. I don't usually get emotional, but now I feel like I've just been transported back. I'm that naked little soapy boy again, saying, Irving, you hit me too hard. This is kind of funny. I called, I was doing these things on, actually, I was doing them on Twitch, but so where I call people and I could see them, and I called these people, and they told me that they have I think it was a sister-in-law or a cousin that is very gullible. So they were playing a game, they were playing like a poker game, and they were playing it for their jewelry, and she won jewelry. So it was like gambling. I said, what have you been doing lately? This is how I come up with prank calls. And you feel free, anybody who's listening to this, you know, check into our podcast. Jackie, if they have ideas of people they want us to prank, where do they, you don't know?
I love that you can't remember it. It's howie@castmedia.com.
I can't remember it. I remember at castmedia.com. It's the beginning that I have trouble remembering. What's the beginning of that?
Howie.
Okay.
And Cast Media is spelled with a K.
Okay. So anyway, so this is a prank call where the people told me that they were playing game. They played like an online poker game for jewelry. That's what it is. They played an online poker game. I do these every day, so it's hard for me to remember which one is which. But they did for jewelry. I'm going to say that they were gambling. During COVID, the FBI is doing their investigations online now. We found out you were doing it because these people gave me the information. And they told me their friend that they were playing with. I call as they called themselves, and I locked myself into their call as an FBI agent. Called them to say they were in trouble for the game that they were playing online last night. Am I clear, Dustin?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Well, hopefully other people do too. So this, I'm just going to back it up a little bit. Here we go. Yes, Blanca, were you on the game last night? Were you part of that game?
Yes.
Okay. The game, we are tracking online because of what's happening with the pandemic through the FBI. But this is a game like this is considered gambling, crossing straight. And we are going to have to interrogate you in Washington.
Interrogate me for what?
Gambling across state lines.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You were part of the game. You just admitted it. And I've recorded this call. Okay, we have two agents on their way. We are going to send the agents. If you want to, because of the pandemic, we have different customs than we used to have. I'm going to ask you to get up against the wall, and I need you to frisk yourself.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What? Sorry, excuse me?
In order to bring you in and talk to you, can we just have you frisk yourself for a second?
Yes, I have no weapons, no nothing.
No, Reach, tell me where you're patting yourself down. I have to know.
All over my body, my legs, my arms.
Okay.
Up against the wall.
I will name the place. You tell me you're patting and tell me what's there. Okay? Ankles.
Yeah.
Pat, ankles.
Nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing.
Okay. Wait. Calves.
There's nothing.
Thighs.
Nothing. There's nothing, not in my body, not in my mouth, not in my ear.
You know what's weird? That she seems, this is me now, I'll turn it back on in a second. She seems surprised that she's finding nothing. No, there's nothing. No, there's nothing. I've checked my thighs. I've checked my calves. I've checked my ankle. Nothing. Can you imagine this woman facing the wall in her own place on the phone, patting herself down? Lower back, ma'am, you are rushing it. You are rushing the frisk. We got to start again. You're rushing. I don't want to hear about your mouth or your ears. Oh, okay. Let's start from the bottom again. Ankles.
There's nothing
in your...
Nothing.
Where? Did you check your quadplex?
I don't understand what you mean by that, sir.
Are you concealing anything in your quadplex?
Quadplex?
No, I have nothing.
All right. Is there another gentleman answered the phone originally? I need you to frisk him.
Okay.
Okay. Bring him near the phone. I want to hear the frisk, and I want to hear wherever you're touching him and what you find.
His arm.
Wait. So now she's got her husband by the phone. She's rubbing him. But she has assured us. She has assured us. And this is something that is really hard to get out of somebody, that there's nothing in her quadplex. How is that even possible? What the fuck is a quadplex? What is that? Yeah, now she's got her husband. Here we go. Is what?
Nothing.
Okay. Fupa?
Nothing.
You touch his fupa again? Rub it back and forth. His fupa, please.
Nothing.
Okay. Have him turn around up against the wall.
What are you saying, Jackie? What were you
pants
saying?
Pants are down around his ankles.
I've asked her to pull her pants.
Do you know what a fupa is, Dad?
Isn't that the crotch area of a woman?
Well, specifically, it's the fatter upper pussy area.
Yeah.
So on her husband?
Yeah. That's why it's okay. Funny, Jackie. This is a father okay. Teaching a daughter comedy 101.
Okay.
Do you know what I love that it's bothering you that these people are frisking themselves. I said the quadplex, you didn't have a problem with that. I told her to rub his fupa, and that you have a problem with. What is it? That's an acronym. You didn't think
fatty
what?
I didn't think you would know what it was.
Fatty upper pussy area? You don't think I
okay,
know that?
Well, let's move on.
Where do you think you came from? Done. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, my God.
There's nothing on his ankle.
No, I want to know when his pants are around his ankles.
They're down, all the way down his pants.
Okay. All right. What are you noticing visually?
He has his pants are down. He has nothing on his ankle. He has white pajamas.
But the pajama bottoms are down.
Yes.
I'll have you drop your pants, and I want him to check you. He can get on the phone and tell us what he sees on you.
Okay.
Thank you.
The FBI is serious. I got to drop my pants. You better tell me. Thank you. Believe it or not. I have
different questions. Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. What do you see? Ankles? Clear? Are her pants?
Yeah.
Her pants down?
Everything's clear.
Well, just check it. Calves?
Everything's good, yeah.
Her fupa.
Her fupa. Now that
Her fupa.
Oh, what's that? Super.
Fupa. F-U-P-A. Her fupa.
Nothing.
I heard him say, he went, what's that? And if you listen in the background, he explains.
No, that's my area right here. Could you please touch my fupa? Please. No, the FBI is on the phone. Please check my fupa.
So what I'm going to ask you to do is you two are under house arrest for the next 20 minutes, and we'll send two agents that way. House arrest. Just keep your pants down until we get there, please. All right?
Keep your pants down until we get there. They got two agents coming.
Yeah. All right?
Here's the problem. I should have...
Waiting for agents to come.
So that's... And I left it there. I just ended up hanging up because I kind of lost interest, which is bad for a prank call. But did you hear him explaining to his wife? We must keep our pants down because the agents will be here in 20 minutes. So there's just two people touching each other's fupa with no pants down someplace in America waiting for... That's how I spend my time, ladies and gentlemen.
They sound really calm, too. Like, I would
be
freaking out.
I think they're freaked out.
I don't know, agents are coming.
Why would you freak out? The way they feel, I would freak out if, and this is just if, somebody felt my fupa and there was weaponry in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
You're right. So in the grand scheme of things, I guess there's nothing to freak out about.
No.
No. No.
Do you think that that couple with the FBI thing, though, how long do you think they sat there with their pants around their ankles?
I hung up. I don't know. I hung up. So now there's two people standing with their pants around their ankles, endlessly waiting for some bogus FBI agent to show up. But more importantly, as much as that's funny visually, I think the fact that she felt his fupa is the highlight of today's episode. I mean, the fact that he has a fupa, and if you have a fupa, that means you're concealing something for a man, right? You can't have a fupa without something in it, right? A man couldn't have a fupa, could they?
No, they can.
What do you mean a man could have a fupa?
A fatty upper penis area. They can.
Penis. You changed the pussy to penis.
Yeah.
Okay. Vocab from your daughter. Oh, my God. What is a fupa? There it is. We have a picture of a fupa. Why is he running? Where's he going?
He's trying to lose the fupa.
But that is amazing. So that thing, that arrow there, is the actual fupa?
According to medplux.com.
According to what?
Medplux.com.
10 easy ways to get rid of the fupa. But they only show, goodbye fupa. There's a girl with a picture with a fupa. Oh, there's a bunch of fupas. Is if you see more than one fupa, is it fupai? Fupas?
It's not like an octopus. No, it's not like octopi.
What is it? What is the plural of fupa? You don't know.
Fupas.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Multiple fupas. Yeah.
Multiple fupas. Do we know? Do we really know? I want to be informative on this podcast. No, you don't know. You don't know how to say that.
What is I was a teacher.
You taught second grade, kindergarten. When did that ever come up in your class?
I'm just saying, I know. I'm knowledgeable.
No, I don't think so. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp. H-E-L-P. I'm on their site right now. You can get individual counseling for myself, couple counseling for myself and my partner, teenage counseling for my child. There's something for everybody. And I don't think there's anybody out there alive that doesn't need help, that doesn't need coping skills to make their life more richer, to make them more rich, to make them more productive, and to be happier in these times. And I'm glad that they're one of our sponsors.
We should get it for us.
It would be better.
Yeah.
It would be a help.
Yeah.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Howie. That's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Special offer for Howie Mandel Does Stuff listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Howie.
I am not joking. I love Rebate Key. Okay.
Keep talking.
Okay. So Rebate Key is one of our sponsors.
You should make this like the ad for it.
This is the ad for it. And it's legitimately like my favorite place ever. My favorite thing online is Rebate Key. Rebate Key is one of our sponsors. And I started using it and I am literally obsessed. Like, I called mom and told her she has to look into Rebate Key and start using it.
So she was on it for an hour last night. She went to shop. I don't know. She bought a ton of stuff, so it hasn't. And then she's telling me, and I got free stuff too.
So instead of clipping coupons, you don't have to do that anymore. You just go straight to Rebate Key and they give you the rebate right there on Rebate Key. You can shop online, which is amazing.
And it's free. It's free to use.
And they even have a Chrome extension. Can I show you something I got from Rebate Key?
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
I don't know why I got it. It was just free, so I ordered it. I'm like, ooh, free. I'm going to order it, but I don't need it. It's Intimate Area Lightening Gel. So it's kind of like anal bleacher.
Why did you need to share that with your father?
It was free, so why not?
Free anus bleacher.
If anyone wants it, I got it for you because it was free on Rebate Key.
Dustin?
Yeah.
Do you want the anal bleach?
Yeah, well, it's for...
Well, we could share.
Okay.
brightening concentrate infused with bee white peptide and mulberry extract. There's a, you want to hear the warning on the anal bleach? Sunburn alert. The alpha hydroxy acid in this product may increase sun sensitivity. Wear sunscreen or protective clothing during use to protect against sunburn and for a week afterwards. Wait a second. You bleach your anus and you can get a sunburn?
Yeah.
Look how red you are. Well, look how pink I am here. Just go to rebatekey.com. That's rebatekey.com.
You know what else is a lot of fun?
What?
Asking mom about these acronyms.
This is funny. We go out to dinner with the whole family, and you end up sharing words, inappropriate words with your mother who doesn't know what they mean, right?
I think it was taint. Right? Wasn't it taint?
It was taint. On today's episode of Howie Mandel Does Stuff, Howie and his daughter will be talking about taint. Use that in the promos. What are we talking about today, Jacqueline?
Taints.
You know what the taint is? What better father-daughter bonding conversation is what, Jacqueline?
Taint.
Yeah. Taint, often you hear that on a podcast, a father talking to his daughter about taints.
Okay, well, anyways, I think we brought it up. I don't know why it was brought up, and mom didn't know what it was.
Well, it's obvious. So we were at dinner with the family. I don't think we have to go into why it was brought up, but dinner at the Mandel family, taint came up.
And we seized the opportunity because we realized mom had no idea what it was. I don't think it was
just
me. I want
to clarify, we seized the opportunity, not the taint.
Yeah.
She goes, what are you talking about? For those that don't know, do you know what a taint is? Do you want to explain? You're the teacher. Why don't you explain to the home audience what a taint is?
I feel so uncomfortable that we're having so many of these conversations, and it's with me and my dad. Like, this.
Tell, not about me. Don't talk to me. Talk to the people listening. Okay. What is a taint? Miss Educator?
It is the area between, I guess it's scientific, right? There's nothing wrong with it. God. But it's the area between.
You're convincing
on
yourself.
On a woman, it would be the vagina and the butthole. Or on a man, it would be between the penis and the butthole.
No,
it's
the
that
balls.
Little area
the
in between.
Balls. The balls.
The balls. Whatever, the balls. So
not whatever. You can't forget about the balls.
Taint this and it taint that.
Right,
it's
in a woman,
right in the
taint
middle.
The vagina, taint the ass. It's right in between.
Right in the middle.
And what? Why? And we were sitting there with my three children and my wife, and we were having a nice Sunday night taint discussion. I think it's important to sit down with your family and have discussions. I think people don't do that enough anymore.
It's also important that we clarify all your kids were grown. This wasn't when we were
they are grown.
Babies or children. Yeah, well, we were all grown, and we were having a conversation about it, and mom let us know that she didn't know what that was, and she was asking us what it was. So instead of us explaining it, we told her to ask the waiter.
Which she did.
She did. She asked the waiter what it was. And the waiter was so nice.
How else would you react? If first of all, this is pre-tip, right?
Yeah.
Well, and that sounds bad with this whole taint conversation.
Yeah,
too. The reason they were so nice is because the waiter is working for tips. So this story is just a tip.
But I mean, they could have been like uncomfortable or shown they were uncomfortable. They could have said like, I don't know. But the waiter went into great detail very seriously and let mom know exactly what
it was.
Oh,
yeah. The waiter put it in the list of specials.
Yeah. But that's been like a running thing now.
I know.
Where whenever she doesn't know something, ask the waiter.
What do you think we've been doing for the last year over in COVID? We're not out and we're not in restaurants. Mom knows nothing this year. She wants to get back out there and get educated again. I always say to her, honey, use your words. Here, I'll call her. Let's call her. I'm going to phone her. I'm going to phone her. Because if we're talking,
is there another acronym that we can find that maybe we can ask her what it is?
I'm going to. Well, let's see.
Okay.
As she's. There she is. That's mom. This is my wife of 41 years.
That's the phone ringing.
No, I think they know that. They don't think that's your mother's voice. How stupid do you think the listeners are? Wow, listen to his wife. She goes, she purrs like a pigeon. No, she's a sparrow. Oh, really? She's not answering? Are you kidding
me?
She
knows better.
What?
She knows better at this point.
How?
You call again.
I'm just going to keep calling until she answers. Hello?
Hello, is this important?
You're on the podcast with your son.
I was exercising.
Jackie was saying that her favorite moments of family time were when we would sit around the table on a Sunday night having a family dinner. We'd be out someplace, and one of the children would use a word that you didn't know what it meant, and then they would force you to ask the waiter.
That's exactly what happened, and the waiter was dying.
But now you know what a taint is, right?
Well, I learned a lot from Jackie.
Okay, well, Jackie had one today, or I had one today. Do you know what the fupa is?
The fupa?
Fupa, F-U-P-A. Fupa.
Is that the skin over your vagina?
No, yours. How did you know that? How did you know
because
that?
Because she was telling me about one of her friends who told her that they had a fat one.
You have a friend with a fat fupa? Jackie, who's your friend? Who's your friend? Name them here on the podcast. You phoned mom about a friend that had a fat poopa? Why would you do that?
No.
After she had a baby, had a fat What? I'm not going to say names.
No, Jackie's going to have to say names.
I really don't know what she's talking about.
Don't act innocent.
I can't imagine a time when I would call mom to tell her about a friend that told me she had a fupa.
You can't imagine that time, but you can remember the time when the whole family sat around teaching mom through a waiter what a taint was. But
and
God forbid you should
when
call.
When Jackie told me, I asked her what it was, and that's why I know. Otherwise, honestly, I wouldn't know. But I bought this dictionary that tells you all about all the different names of those types of words, and it explains all the definitions.
Wait,
so
you have a dictionary?
Somebody stole it.
Somebody stole your dictionary,
your
taint and fupa words dictionary.
Yes. It was in your office and somebody must have loved it and took it.
Well, nobody stole your filthy word dictionary.
They did. And I don't blame them. I would take it too.
Why? What is the most obscure word?
I would want to be able to look up all those wonderful words that Jackie and the kids try to make me say.
But you know them. Look at my wife is probably one of the smartest women in the world. When was the last time you heard the term fupa that you remembered?
When Jackie told it to me.
I know, but how long ago was that?
When one of her friends just had a baby. I don't know which one.
Wait.
I actually do, but I won't say names. So maybe
Say the name.
What?
Say the name.
Say the name.
No.
Jackie's saying say the name. Say the name.
It's either E or, I don't know how you spell her, the two friends you have with kids around the same age.
It's either E or E?
E or E, yes.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
I know E. E stands for enormous fupa. That's what you call
That's
her.
Right.
But mom, yes. Do you know what the acronym actually stands for, mom?
No.
No.
Do you want to know?
Okay.
The exact way what it stands for? Yes. Tell me.
Okay. I need you to call a restaurant. Ask for a waiter. Should we just call a restaurant right now? I'm going to merge you in.
No, you know what? Next time we go out for dinner, which will be soon because everything's going so well, I will ask a waiter.
A fupa?
See if they know.
Okay.
Yes.
You will.
And you could tape it. You could tape it. That way they could see on the wonderful podcast how people react to our nonsense.
It's not nonsense. I think education is always...
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. And taint and fupa...
Like the place you worked at, Kip.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know if this is a good time to...
I don't know if they want that broadcast that...
I don't know if you want to bring up... You wouldn't mention her friend, but you'll give the name of an educational institution along with taint and fupa.
You know what? You're right, but you know what? I think that everybody should know everything. And that's what I'm that's my goal is to
give
be
mom
the
a new word today.
Person. What?
I'm asking Jackie to give mom a new word today.
I actually think it would be a lot of fun. Maybe if we don't have that dictionary anymore, maybe we can order another one. And every day we, the podcast and the listeners, can like learn new words like that, new acronyms, new words.
I'll go order another copy for you guys.
What did you mention yesterday? You mentioned not a word, but a term that you learned.
Me?
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't know. I don't remember.
It starts
I'm not saying I'll remember anything that I learned.
Dirty? Dirty?
Oh, that one, yeah.
Say it again. What'd you say?
Well, because you were talking about somebody with that last... Okay.
What is it called?
A Dirty Sanchez.
Do you know what the Dirty Sanchez is? Dustin, do you know what the Dirty Sanchez is?
No, tell me.
Terry, tell Dustin. No, tell Dustin.
No, you have to look it up because I'm definitely not saying that.
Why is that anymore?
That's where she draws the line.
She draws the line at the Dirty Sanchez.
Second. Isn't it a poops mustache?
Yeah.
How did I know that? Wow, I am.
You are brilliant. You are, Jackie, what you can say, my mom, how proud are you of your mom?
So proud. This podcast is
Did you look up Dirty Sanchez, Dustin? I see Dustin's looking up. He's starting to sweat.
You want to see some pictures?
Yeah. You have pictures of Dirty Sanchez? Oh, no.
Yeah, I think you should put pictures of it up.
There
Everybody's
are. Let's see.
See.
Let's
that.
See what he put up. Do you get to see the pictures, Jackie, where you are? Here's the pictures. This is a Dirty Sanchez. Yeah.
Now I actually have to look it up. I was looking for the
you
dirty
what were you looking for, Dustin?
The Dirty Word Dictionary.
The Dirty Word
but
Dictionary?
I had to say poop mustache instead of shit mustache.
What's the...
Mom's trying to keep it PC in this conversation.
Here's one for you, Terry and the kids. This is so great.
What?
It's a rusty trombone.
Oh, shit. I don't remember what that one
is. Well, you're half right. You're half right.
I learn all this stuff from you guys. What?
What is it, Jackie? What's the rusty?
You really want me to say it? This is so weird and embarrassing. I'm on a podcast with my mom and my dad, and you want me to explain what this is?
It's like a parent-teacher conference. What is the rusty trombone?
I know what it is now.
What is it? We'll make it a daughter-mother conversation. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay,
what is it?
Isn't it something when you blow something with your mouth? So that's like a trombone. And then rusty... Mm-hmm. Would be because of where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say.
All right, honey. We'll see you soon. Right. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Was that inappropriate? Do we have no sense of what's appropriate and what's not appropriate with our family? Are we that off as a family?
Dustin, be honest with us.
Are we done with sponsors?
I think so. I think.
Yeah.
I think there's no point in even trying anymore.
No, with like the Dirty Sanchez, if we have a sponsor that is whites or whatever, don't you think that they would be want to get on this Dirty Sanchez bandwagon to sell wipes? Do we have a sponsor?
But doesn't
that's
that
wipes?
Ruin the Dirty Sanchez?
What?
Doesn't that ruin the Dirty Sanchez?
Tell me what your thoughts are. Cleans it.
Oh, okay, all right.
And.
For
no
your Dirty Sanchez or your rusty trombone?
What? More than my dad.
Say that again?
I said no one likes cleanliness more than my dad.
And that's what it's about. What are you going to are we going to segue this into an ad? I wanted just a word to our sponsors. We will do whatever you want cuz you are king. We will not if you don't want to be part of the Dirty Sanchez family's talk, then you will not. Then you're not part of the family. But that's this family.
All right.
It's like words with friends. Isn't it?
It's so inappropriate.
Is it? Why are you?
I think it is.
No, I don't think so. You know what? Okay. We went that far. What else do I have for
you?
Go ahead.
Can we do the Florida Man game now?
I'm waiting.
Okay, so let's do round one. I'm going to give you two different headlines, Dad, and the listeners too. You can try to guess which one is a true headline and which one is false that was made up.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Florida man steals
true.
A ring.
True. No, Florida man steals?
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Can we wait till you have both options and then you could decide which one is real and which one's fake?
I'm not good at games.
Fake?
I don't know how to play. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right.
I didn't
Let's
mean
start
it.
Again.
Let's start again. Did Lord not mean to do that. Got to wait for, okay. It's two options, three rounds, right?
Yes.
And I'm getting the best two out of three.
Hopefully.
Okay, go.
Okay. Florida man
True.
Steals ring.
True.
Oh my gosh, Dad.
What?
Gosh.
What?
Can we try again? This be the last one. Can we only do like two rounds? Because
no,
this
no,
is take
I want to do three rounds.
Probably good
no,
call.
You can't. Okay. You know what's okay. weird? We do this for the what? Listeners, and when we ourselves are losing interest in the game, that's not a good sign. Like on this side of the microphone, we shouldn't say "I've had enough, goodbye." It's for you people listening to go, "I've had enough, goodbye."
I haven't had enough of the game. I've had enough of your shenanigans, Dad.
Really? How old are you that you're using the word shenanigans? Shenanigans is from a generation before mine. I've never used the word shenanigans.
Oh, nothing. Oh, you should have been with me last night. I mean, we did. There were so many shenanigans going on.
Okay.
That's what, you know what? Howie Mandel does stuff. Tune in to hear more of our shenanigans. Write that down. We're going to have that as a, that's going to be the promo. What do we have on this show, Jackie?
Shenanigans. There's so many promos right now.
No, but people tune in. You got to listen to Howie Mandel does stuff. You got to hear all their shenanigans and tomfoolery. What is tomfoolery?
Right. Oh my gosh.
True.
Dad, can I?
True.
Can I reel you in?
Try.
Can I reel you in?
Go ahead.
Ready, set, go.
Go ahead.
Florida man steals ring from one girlfriend to propose to his other girlfriend. So the charge was stealing.
Okay.
Or Florida Disney employee arrested during a super spreader orgy in the theme park. One of those is true and one of them is false. Which one is true?
I think that if somebody got busted at an orgy, unless they were wearing, well, they got caught with their pants down. Cops went, it's a small world after all. I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's the orgy in Disney. I think it's the man stealing the ring from one girl to his new lover. I don't think it's Disney. I think that if somebody got busted at an orgy, they wouldn't give up their Disney card. They wouldn't tell people. You wouldn't know they were from Disney unless it is like, you know, somebody going down on Mickey. Are they wearing this suit? Like, why would you know they were at Disney?
They're in the theme park costume. They were
Furbies.
They were
like
an employee.
Like, what do you call those people that have...
Furry?
What? Furries.
Furry.
Is that what it was? Furry? A furry thing?
They were in the theme park costume at an orgy, so they knew that... And he had the costume because he worked there.
So it's a he. He had the costume... Was it Donald Fuck?
Okay.
I'm saying it's the guy stealing the ring.
All right, you ready?
No. Give us a couple of minutes of silence. That's what people want. I don't think the people at home are ready. Go ahead.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
Is that, wait, that's our sound effect? How low budget is this fucking podcast that my daughter has to go ding, 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 ding? Promo. It's a promo.
Okay.
Everything's going to be a promo. Ding, ding, ding. I was right, well, wasn't I?
You're right. There was a Florida man that stole a ring from his girlfriend to propose to another girlfriend.
So can I ask you something that's true and that's not so crazy? Doesn't that even show more of a commitment? As a woman, I'm asking you. It's one thing, like a girl wants a ring. Put a ring on it, right? A girl wants to get married. They want that commitment. But how committed are you when you want to? That's even more commitment, I would say. If you're willing to, it's one thing to go to a mall and find a ring or, you know, wherever you would find a ring. But to steal a ring from one woman to another is, oh my God, that's like a love story. No?
Beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
All right, round two.
And here's a pair of thongs. And here's a thong. Well, why is it stained? Because I did that for you, honey. Because I stole it from one. Anyway, that's not good. Go ahead.
Okay.
Round two.
Round two. A Florida magician burns assistant to death during a magic stunt. Or.
Ta-da!
A Florida man turns his dead uncle's skeleton into a guitar. Which one is true?
Is your uncle there? Well, he's out of tune for a minute. I will. Is.
I'm going to say the. Because I work on AGT. And I don't think it's exclusive to Florida. I would imagine a magician, because Florida is the state of circus performers and magic and clowns. I would say that that is the true story.
Is Florida actually the state of circus performers and clowns?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where Ringling was based out of.
Yes. Yeah. You didn't know that? I know everything. I am. You have no idea how brilliant your father is.
You didn't know that because that was false.
Wait, a guy made a guitar out of his own uncle? Oh, my God. You know what's bothering me? When he has his finger on the chords, you know, I think he's playing a D. I mean, I'm not a musician.
Dustin pulled it up.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm referring to. I don't know that much about chords, but look at his left hand. I think that's a D chord. He's got his finger on his uncle's D, if you know what I mean. Oh, my God. That's horrible. That's horrible. That's a lot of people were dying to be in the band, but his uncle was first in line. Oh, my God. What? That is so Florida.
All right.
So I got
so
one
you
out
got
of two.
One correct.
One
you got
wrong.
One correct. You have
so
one
this is
wrong.
The tiebreaker,
Let's
right?
Do the- Yeah, this is the last round to see if you get it right.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am ready. You know what? This game is going... I hope.
All right.
Just Lord, so you people know, when we tried this game on another podcast, and then everybody at Cast, the production company, sits around and listens to things and gives notes, and this is the note to improve the game. So I want your notes, people, from home, because I don't know that the game's improved. I just think it's longer. And
like
longer
it.
Isn't always better. Well,
I like it.
I know.
Okay. This is my contribution to the podcast. You don't like it?
This is your only contribution to the podcast?
This is my segment right now. This is my thing. And you don't like it?
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Last one.
Okay.
Florida teen chases grandpa with a knife after being denied more tomatoes at dinner.
Okay.
Or Florida birthday clown kills a wild 30-foot python during a children's birthday party.
Both believable.
Again, there's a clown.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Again, there's a clown.
Well, we also know that reptiles are really big around Florida. We know that clowns are big around Florida. I'm going to go with the children's birthday party watching the death of a snake. There's nothing that kids like more than a giant python being bludgeoned in front of them.
Hang on a second. The snake's almost dead. Okay, one more stab. Slice. Poke out his eyes. I'll rip open his mouth. Just cut the tail off. All right, kids, go get some cake.
I just think that... that makes more sense.
All right. Well, nothing in Florida makes sense because the teen chased his grandpa with a knife after being denied more tomatoes at dinner. That is the true story.
And that's the Florida teen right there.
That's
chasing
the teen?
A grandfather with a knife, with a deadly weapon and aggravated battery. Is a girl? Is that a girl? Is that a guy?
It looks like a girl, yeah. And name is Katie.
Katie. One thing you don't want to hear,
Katie, I don't have any more tomatoes.
If you say that to Katie, then you could die. But it's Florida.
What do you mean, no more tomatoes? What do you mean, no more tomatoes? Are you serious, Grandpa?
Fuck you! Fuck you, Grandpa! Get me the fucking knife, I'm gonna fucking kill you! I can't have any more tomatoes! That was me playing the part of Katie. Crazy.
All
so
right,
I lost
so you're
the game.
A loser in that one.
Right. Yeah. And that's your contribution to this podcast, making your father feel like a loser?
Yes. Yes, and I hope to play again sometime. Maybe our viewers
well,
can tell
I hope
me whether
that,
or not
I don't
they
give
liked
a,
it.
I don't. It's not viewers. It's listeners. It's podcast. You just care about the people
YouTube.
On YouTube.
YouTube.
Right, but that's less than the people that are listening. But she only okay. she's only in it for to be seen. That's why she's wearing makeup today. So people watch this on YouTube. She's wearing makeup. She's the only person I know that wears makeup to a podcast. But anyway, I hope not only that the listeners and the viewers enjoy it, but I hope the people back at Cast, who is our production company, Cast distributes this with a K, that when they listen to this episode, they go, oh my God, the game, the Florida Man game, so much better. That's exactly the way it needs to be done. Don't you think?
I liked it. I'm okay. going to say way to go, Dustin. Time on my segment is exactly what I want.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
You want to wrap this up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure. I mean, I went, okay. Let's wrap it up. Thanks for talking to me, Dad.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to all the 17 potty people we have.
All right, you wrap it up then. You wrap it up, Dad.
Okay, so anyway, follow us, leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I think that's it. We need an ending. That's my biggest problem on this whole podcast. I never know how to